Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to lesson number 10 of the Grace Church membership classes. Now, the last lesson, lesson 9, was on the diaconate serving at Grace Church. And we looked at the biblical roots of the office of the deacons. And then we looked at the role of the deacons today, very comparable. Then we learned the nature of the office of the deacon is of a spiritual nature. And the deacons become involved in the spiritual aspect of activity at Grace Church. Well, the Board of Trustees is another one of the three boards at Grace Church. Yet, its affairs are of a more secular nature. And you will be interested to hear just how that board came about. So here this evening, to teach us all about the Board of Trustees in our church is our church historian, Sister Amy Hart. Here you go, Sister Amy.
Hello, my name is Amy Hart, and I welcome you to another membership class. This class will be on the topic of trustees. As of 2023, we have three trustees, Beth Close's chair, Richard Hart is trustee at large, and then there is me. You might hear the word trustee and think, what is that? And why do we have to learn about it in our Grace Church membership class? I'm going to ask you to follow along in the outline with me. We are going to start at point number one, and we're going to go through a little bit of the history. The origin of the English word trustees is very interesting. The first appearance of this noun is in 1647. A trustee is a person who is trusted. The word comes from the English verb trust plus e. The extended meaning of a person responsible for the property or affairs of another is first recorded in 1653. A couple of definitions to consider are as follows. Trustees, a group of people in the church who are elected to care for the buildings and property. Trustee, a noun, one to whom anything is entrusted, one to whom the management of a property is committed in trust for the benefit of others. This is called trusteeship. You may be thinking that the word trustee cannot be found in either the Old or the New Testaments. As you learned in your lesson about the Board of Deacons, the apostles saw the need to create the office of deacons. The Board of Trustees was actually created by the federal government. The federal government saw the need to create this office to safeguard the churches and nonprofit organizations with 501c3 status from being turned into family-owned businesses. Nonprofit or 501c3 status must have trustee members from different families to ensure that no one person or family controls all the financial assets and enriches itself at the expense of the congregants and the United States taxpayers who do not enjoy the tax-exempt status. Thus, trustees are a federal government requirement. Over the years at Grace Church, we've had many different people who have volunteered to be a part of this office. These people have always been hardworking individuals who have done a lot of the work in keeping up the building and the grounds on their own. When referring to the Board of Trustees for Grace Church, I think that it is vital that we look at our Grace Church Constitution. In Section 3 of the Grace Church Constitution, it gives a description of the Board of Trustees. It reads, trustees who are charged with the responsibility for the secular affairs of the church. This includes responsibility for the church's real property, insurance, repairs, church improvements, etc. Section 6 of the Constitution describes how Grace Church elects trustees. It reads, trustees shall be elected at the semi-annual meeting for 3 years. The number of trustees shall be a multiple of 3, where 1/3 of the officers shall be elected each year. Increasing or decreasing the number of trustees shall be done by motion at an annual meeting and must be passed by a simple majority. The bylaws for Grace tell us of the committees of the trustees. The committees that fall under the trustee board can be found in Section 2C. Committee is the Finance Committee. This committee is responsible for the viable management of the monetary affairs of the church. They may maintain and oversee fiscal integrity and solvency of all church financial affairs. They recommend and are responsible for setting the financial policy of the church. They author and create an initial draft of the annual church operating budget and submit it to the official board for consideration and approval/adoption. They're responsible for any and all internal auditing within the church financial function, according to general acceptable accounting principles, and report to the congregation at the annual meeting or at any time requested or required during the church business year. The treasurer and the finance committee review what each other do and hold each other accountable. The treasurer is not to be a member of the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee is the only committee whose head must be present at certain board meetings, specifically meetings pertaining to the church budget. As such, it is also the only committee that must be a committee and not a single director. The second committee is Special Funds. The Memorial Fund and any other special fund money shall be turned over to the persons as so designated to be responsible for these funds. Correct account ported to the official board and at the annual meeting. Usually the trustees meet once a month. We go over what work needs to be done in the church. If the work can be done internally, we organize that. If we need to hire from an external source, we usually get quotes on what it would cost. Anything over the cost of $300, we send to the official board so they can vote on it. Throughout the month, if any member of our church needs to borrow anything from the church, it is brought to each of the trustees to vote on, for example, tables and chairs from Fellowship Hall. The trustees understand that all of the furnishings of the sanctuary have been dedicated in the service of the Lord. With that being said, at times it is necessary to say no to secular groups that might want to use these sacred pieces out in the secular world. As we close, I just want to remind you all of one thing. Flip with me to Haggai chapter 1, verses 7 and 6. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Times of old, God told the Jews to finish the temple in Jerusalem when they returned from captivity. After years of not completing it and seeing that the people were more concerned about building their own homes than finishing God's house, Haggai the prophet told them to get their priorities straight. God asked his people how they could live in luxury when his house was in ruin. And the harder these people worked on their own homes, the less content they were with what they had. And that is because they neglected their spiritual jobs. As trustees of Grace Christian Church, we have to have our priorities straight. We will not allow God's house to be in ruin ever. We care for the church and understand how special it is to the Lord. We understand that each and every inch of that building, from the house itself to the grass outside to the sidewalks, are all holy grounds, and they are to be treated as such. Recognized this, and they took on that responsibility wholeheartedly. And it is our job to make sure that the future trustees recognize this too. So let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that the past trustees of Grace Church have really put forth in order to make sure that your house is kept the way that it should be. We thank you for the present trustees who work equally as hard to make sure that all of our duties are done according to your will. And we pray for the future trustees. We pray that those trustees will see the seriousness in this board, and they will understand that when you volunteer to become a trustee at Grace Church, that is another way to serve the Lord. We understand, Lord, that the federal government was the one that created this position, but in all reality, this position has been fulfilled by many people in the times of past and will be continued to be filled in the times of the future. And we just pray that this lesson and all of the others would educate the future members of Grace Christian Church. In Jesus' name we pray.
When we walk.